There's no war against Iraq yet, but the Bush administration already has made preparations to rebuild Iraq after a war, and to do it in a hurry. The U.S. Agency for International Development has invited some large companies to bid on a contract worth up to $900 million to restore water and electrical service, and to repair health services, ports, airports, and schools. It's an ambitious plan that could benefit Iraq and the companies involved. NPR's Kathleen Schalk reports the plan is being heavily criticized.
The controversy erupted almost immediately. Lawmakers who will be asked to fund Iraq's reconstruction complain they're being left out of the loop. Indiana Republican Richard Lugar chairs the Senate Foreign Relations Committee.
I was startled. Already a contract for potentially $900 million has been sent out to five bidders. At least we are appraised of that by good coverage of the papers.
Lugar's committee held a hearing to try to get answers from Pentagon and USAID officials, but was told they weren't available. While lawmakers complain about secrecy, others are raising questions about the companies selected. One of these is Kellogg Brown and Root, a subsidiary of Halliburton. It has already won a separate contract to oversee firefighting if Iraq's oil wells are set aflame. Stephen Weiss of the Center for Responsive Politics says this is not surprising, given Halliburton's ties to the vice president.
When you have a company such as Halliburton that is invited to put in a bid for a contract, and the vice president of the United States used to be the CEO of that company, you have to wonder if it's because of that contact that the company was chosen to make the bid.
Critics admit there's no proof Cheney helped KBR elbow competitors aside. But the company has brought in a lot of government business recently. It built detention cells on Guantanamo Bay and landed a 10-year open-ended contract to supply American military bases in Central Asia. Michael Renner, a senior researcher at the World Watch Institute, says it got this lucrative work despite accusations it overbilled the Army in the past.
In one case, the allegation is that that was to the tune of $6 million between 1995 and 1997. The company actually never admitted any wrongdoing, but it settled those charges by paying $2 million.
Bechtel, another company on the list, also has friends in high places, according to Stephen Weiss.
Bechtel, of course, is the same company that has employed former Defense Secretary Caspar Weinberger, former Secretary of State George Shultz, former CIA Director Bill Casey. So its connections are very formidable.
But companies like KBR and Bechtel also have formidable credentials, according to Brian Atwood, the former head of USAID.
Bechtel has built everything. Anything the human mind can imagine, they have built it. And an awful lot of work on rebuilding airstrips, which will be essential if the humanitarian aid is going to get into the country.
Bechtel built a whole city from scratch in Saudi Arabia and helped put out oil fires in Kuwait. Other signature projects include the Hoover Dam and Boston's Big Dig, which is infamous for cost overruns. But Raphael Lewis, who covers Bechtel for the Boston Globe, says other work has gone more smoothly.
They cleaned up the Three Mile Island nuclear reactor problems in the late 70s. It was 150 tons of radioactive material that they had to get out of there. So I imagine Bechtel's kind of a natural in the event of, who knows, a dirty bomb, other kinds of nasty kinds of things that could happen in this particular war.
Other companies on the short list aren't small either. One of them is the Fluor Corporation, a global engineering and construction company with 50,000 employees, according to company spokesman Jerry Holloway.
We've worked on projects that have been in the billion-dollar plus range before. We've done work in the Middle East, and we've done work in former Soviet Union. We're working in Africa. We work in 25 different countries around the world.
Other companies asked to bid, including Parsons Group and Lewis Berger, have done reconstruction work in Bosnia and Kosovo. Lewis Berger has projects in at least 70 countries, according to its chairman, Darish Wolf.
In recent years, we've been able to combine our economic planning, environmental, and engineering into a lot of the nation-building type programs where we've assisted a number of countries coming out of periods of strife.
Lewis Berger is training professionals and constructing schools, clinics, and community centers all over the Balkans. It's in Afghanistan, too.
They're all very competent companies, and they've all worked in difficult circumstances and usually side by side with the American military.
Brian Atwood, who now serves as dean of the Humphrey Institute for Public Affairs at the University of Minnesota, says he's glad the Bush administration is planning a massive effort to reconstruct post-war Iraq.
I do think we can move quickly. I do think these companies are very competent to do that. But it's a bit unseemly to see people making a profit from this kind of a situation. And there will be a good deal of hostility on the part of Iraqis if it's seen that the reconstruction of Iraq is going to benefit American companies and not Iraqis.
Work on the initial contract is supposed to be wrapped up in just 18 months. And as big and experienced as these companies are, that will be a stretch. The firm that lands the big contract will likely end up subcontracting work to its competitors just to be able to meet the deadlines. Rushing reconstruction is likely to boost the cost, but U.S. officials say showing quick results will be the best way to persuade the Iraqi people that the U.S. means well and avoid a backlash against a prolonged U.S. occupation. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.